St George's Hall has seen a lot over the years, but few weeks like this.
Can I just say, yous have all sang Justice for the 96 for 27 years, and we as families are very proud of what you've done to help us to get where we are today.
In September 2012, my sister Anne Williams stood on this plateau and stated that her son Kevin was killed accidentally. He was unlawfully killed. Now at last, the truth is out.
Rest in peace. Justice for the 96.
All that was the result of these words people have waited 27 years to hear.
Question number 6 reads as follows. Are you satisfied so that you are sure that those who died in the disaster were unlawfully killed? The jury has said yes, they were unlawfully killed.
Yes on 6 is the question. Yeah!
Following those verdicts viewed on the large screens here at St George's Hall, the building became a focal point for people's emotions. Flowers began arriving, along with the red and white scarves, bobble hats and rosettes of Liverpool. The pictures were beamed around the world. Supporters of other clubs too came to lay their tributes, and one man who's seen the entire week unfold is the Hall's manager, Alan Smith. We're at the bottom of the stone steps where the tributes are now in their thousands. Alan, you're holding just one of many messages that particularly stuck out to you.
Yeah, that's correct. As you say, there's thousands of tributes, but this one in particular reads, "To the 96 who never came back home, truth and justice at last for you and all your families. We were a lucky family. Our Mark came home on that terrible day. 96 kisses of love to you all. Rest in peace now and forever." And this is from Mr. and Mrs. Ellison family, so it shows how the whole city's been affected by this.
As you mentioned, it has always been the city's focal point. Yeah. Just where do these celebrations rank in the sort of events that have happened? I mean, are they unprecedented?
Well, throughout the hall's history, it has always been a focal point. It is because of the large plenary area outside the plateau. From as early as 1911 and 1917, there's been major events. And if there's a protest or march in the city, people will come and will congregate at the plateau because of that natural space. For this, though, it's slightly different. It's not a commemoration, it's not a celebration, it's not a victory, it's just a sad time for everybody involved. I think the great thing that shines out is that the family have made everybody to be proud to be from Liverpool, and I think it's a massive achievement. They've shown and been vindicated in everything that they've been standing up for.